नमो नमः, वदतु।
ॐ श्रीवक्रतुण्डमहाकाय सूर्यकोटिसमप्रभा, निर्विघ्नं कुरु मे देवशुभकार्येषु सर्वदा। ॐ वागर्थविवसंप्रक्तौ वागर्थप्रतिपतये जगतः पितरौ वन्दे पार्वतीपरमेश्वरौ। ॐ ॐ जिनाक्षरसमाम्यनायम् अधिगम्य महेश्वरात् कृष्णं व्याकरणं प्रोक्तं तस्मै पाणिनये नमः। ॐ ॐ सहनाववतु, सहनौ भुनक्तु, सह वीर्यं करवावहै, तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु, मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः।
सुन्दरं भगिनी, धन्यवादः। अस्तु, अहं शिवनन्दमहोदय, प्रश्नः कः?
आं भगिनि, सो इफ् वि गो टु द first page with the declension on Shabda Manjari with Rama.
Mm-hmm.
So the dvitiya bahuvachanam word Raman. My question is that na.
Hmm.
That na there, I know the halan na. Hmm. And then the very next, under the ekavachanam in the next row,
hmm,
there's an asterisk saying that how that na is changed to the molar na, with the tongue rolled back. So my question is, why didn't this Bahuvachanam Raman, that na did not change? Because there's a ra in front there, and then shouldn't that change also? Or what's the reason? I can't understand. I'm trying to figure out why that na not changed to the na, and the next one changed.
प्रश्न तु समीचीनं। प्रश्नः कः इत्युक्ते, यदा रेफ इत्युक्ते रेफस्य बिलोङ्गिङ्ग् टु रेफस्य नन्तरम् आफ्टर् रेफ न अस्ति चेत्, इफ् न इस् देर् न भवति। किमर्थं वै रामान् न भवति? वै इन् रामान् न हेज़् नाट् बिकम् ण। प्रश्नः तु समीचीनम्, इस् अ गुड् क्वश्चन्। आन्सर् उत्तरम् इति, दिस् इस् दि आन्सर्। रामान् इस् अ द्वितीय बहुवचन। देर् आर् स्पेसिफिक् सूत्रस्, वन् वेरि स्पेसिफिक् two sutras are there which explain why it doesn't happen there, and they give you the command for it. You have to always remember that grammar was created after the language was created.
Mm-hmm.
Language existed, and Panini Bhagwan could see the entire scope of the language from Afghanistan to Burma, from Nepal to Tibet to Sri Lanka, and he recognized some patterns. And those patterns he fit into his grammatical command structure, which we call Ashtadhyayi. In that, he realized that for some reason, nobody, people, they don't make that na na in dvitiya bahuvachana. And so he created specific sutras that do not allow that to happen in dvitiya bahuvachana.
Interesting.
Good observation. Now maybe you will remember Rama.
Oh, I would never forget.
No. Conversation, maybe it will help you remember. This is the point of talking about things. At least in me, they help me remember certain rules that are not regular rules. Oh yes, we talked about this. Now I remember. This is what happens in this case.
I'm sure you talk about this in a previous class, but.
Avagatam, Mahodaya? Avagatam? You got it?
Yeah. I follow what you say now. Because I'm reading just below the bottom there, and it quotes Panini's Sutram. But I figure there that Sutram, I mean, I don't know the meaning of it, but.
Avagatam. So. See, gam, gatam comes from the dhatu gam. Gam is to go, which is where gachati comes from. Ramaha gachati means?
Ram goes.
It comes from the dhatu gam. And in English, when you understand something, what do you say?
I see.
You say you see. What else do you say? I understand.
I understand.
I got it.
Ah, namaste, Angie Bhagini.
Namaste.
Here the genius steps in the class.
So, got it. Avagatam. It is a ludanta. It is a napumsakalingam declension of this idea to get something. Like to understand something. No, it doesn't mean you cannot receive a package in the mail and say avagatam. No, it is to get it means to understand. So, if I ask you avagatam mahodaya, it means did you get it mahodaya? Then you answer, am bhagini avagatam.
Am bhagini avagatam.
So the way to become familiar with this, so there are some words that we use in this class a lot. A lot. These are the words that I have, that I learned Sanskrit hearing. So they are the ones I'm trying to teach and use in the class. Like I make simple sentences. Vadatu. Shrunoti va. Avagatam. Yada, karotu, katham. These words I use a lot in class. So the only way, and we may not have talked about all of them, but by listening to the class recordings again and again, and when you hear a word, to try to write it down and try to make sense of it in your own notes, it's a very lengthy process. But in the beginning, you have to do this, otherwise it's very hard to make progress. So you pick up a class, any one class, and you write down pretty much the whole class. Can you imagine how slow that will be? 1.5 hour, 2 hour class? Even to write down 1 minute
worth of... Yeah, it's going to be three times.
Yeah, at least write down the words that I am saying, the sentences that I am saying. Because they are usually requests. Sentences, asking somebody to do something or explaining something. If you write down those sentences to the best of your spelling ability, then you will have some understanding and you will be able to catch those words the next time you hear them. Otherwise, they come 1 week later, you know, slate is clean. So I've used avagatam in every single class I have taught. I must have. I cannot believe I have not used it. But in 1 week I also will forget, Mahodaya. So the only way is to, and then the next class, when you hear the next class, you will understand more, and then you go back and you say, wait a minute, I know these words. Now let me see, did she use any other new word? Was any other new word used in class that is just a conversational language word? Then you add that to your vocabulary. When I started to teach Mahodaya, I really had no concept of talking. So I went to my classes and I used to write down everything that was taught by my teachers. Hours and hours and hours. And then I started to see, I get this. I know, I've written that somewhere. Yes, I get that. Yes, I understand. Now I know how to make a sentence. Now I know how I can say basic things. Even now my conversation is very, very basic. But that's the only way to make progress, because in 1 week you will forget everything. You have to do some amount of Sanskrit every day. Listening, writing, whatever. Something.
I try to do a lot of typing.
But do you say the words?
I say it, but I don't know if I'm saying it correctly.
Do you say it loudly?
Yes.
And do you know, can you say some words that you type, for example, this week? Just from your...
Okay, I'll read some I was typing. Let me open.
Oh, you read. Do you remember any that you typed?
Uno momento.
I want you to not read. I want you to say it from your mind, any words you remember typing. This is the way to ask our minds, what do you...
Just from memory.
Without looking, can you think of any words you typed?
Okay, so there was one I was trying to lead, the word lead.
In Sanskrit? Nayati.
Nayati, so that's the problem.
That's the problem. So why you typed it once? If I hear a sound once and I don't hear it till next week or maybe 2 weeks, it's gone.
It's totally
as clean as it never came.
Yeah.
But in the first week, if you say it every day, second week you'll only have to say it maybe twice a week. Third week maybe once a week. Fourth week maybe not even, and still the word will be there. So this is the way, this is nature, it's not my design, it's not anybody's design, it's just who and how we are and function. That's the nature of the mind. And thank God for forgetting. Can you imagine having to remember everything that happened in my 55 years? Oh my God, my head would burst. So it's grace that we forget. But some things we want to remember, we have to work for it, that's all.
Because what I was typing, if I may say, I was typing, I wanted to say, Shastras, I'll say it in English, Shastras lead to happiness. But I want to get a plural for Shastras, so Shastrani.
How do you know if it is Shastrani or something else?
I went to Shabdamandiri in the neuter section.
You went in the neuter section? What does that mean? Is there a section like that? I didn't know.
Palam. Isn't that the neuter section?
Is there a section like that? Is there a section like that?
Napusakalingam. I apologize.
Yeah, but you said you went to the section. Like there is a section in Shabdamanjari, or you just typed the word and you found it to be Napusakalingam?
Okay. How do I know to go there? Because I went to spoken Sanskrit.
Yeah, and you typed Shastra.
Yes.
And what did you find?
And that's when the word I saw, it says, it has an N, and that's when...
Yeah. So it's not a Napumsakalinga section within spoken Sanskrit.
No.
That's what I was confused with.
Oh,
so
no.
It is a word that is in Napumsakalingam. So yes. Uttama. That's a great way. That's the right way. Now you have Shastram, Shastre, Shastrani. Uttamam, Agrimam. Finish your sentence. Agrimam.
Okay.
See, Agrimam I always use in class.
Yes,
it
next.
It you take him?
Next.
Next. Agrimam.
Mm-hmm. So I said, Shastrani, Shastrani, Sukkani, Sukkani, Nayati, Nayanti.
Where did you get Sukkani from?
So, Suk, same thing as Suk, for, I type happiness. I type happiness in spoken Sanskrit, and there are several came up, and I just, because I heard that word many times, and I saw suk there,
Yeah.
And then it has an N, but then there are other words also that ananda, for example.
Sukham,
yes.
Samichinam. Sukham, Napumsakalingam, Padam. Aduna kim krutavan, what did you do?
So, I thought happiness. So, because I'm using a plural, and I decide to use that as a plural.
Did you look up happiness in the Shabdamanjari or happy?
I just use, because I say suk. Now that you're saying that. No, I didn't do that.
So happiness is different from happy, no? If I say, this book leads me to happy, then? So this is too complicated a sentence for you right now.
Okay.
What are the kind of exercises you should do now? Very, very simple ones like
Bahuvachana.
Not even Ekavachana.
I want to say something else. Simple sentences. I forgot.
Esha Lekhani. Esha
Lakhu Vakyakana. Lakhu
Vakya. Yes.
Lakhu
Vakya.
Lakhu.
Yeah.
So rather than saying where the Shastras lead us to, can you at least say Shastras lead us? That is simple enough. Please say that. Vadatu.
Shastrani, Nayati. No, Nayan, I have to get third, first person. Nayavaha. I have to get plural. I have to get plural. So Nayati is third person singular. So I will say Nayamaha.
Nayamaha is which Purusha? Purusha kaha?
Purusha.
Anya kopi vadatu? Anya kopi vadatu?
Uttama Purusha.
Uttama Purusha. Uttama Purusha ityukte kim?
Aham.
Aham.
Cha.
I am the
Sarve.
Sarve no, only aham.
Aham.
I see what you are saying.
Okay. Yeah.
Asu, ityukte, we all ityukte, vayam.
Vayam.
Vayam. Mm-hmm. Only with vayam, you have only one word in your subject. With which that verb conjugation will go. There is absolutely no other subject that you can put in there. Only one word. Can you believe that? A whole language with that. Only one word will use Nayamaha, which is Vayam. But here, who is the leader? Who is the Kartrupadam? Who is leading? Are you leading? Are we all leading?
No. Okay. No, it's the text. The book is leading us.
So?
So it will be.
Purusha kaha tatra.
Where's my Shabda Manjari?
You don't need Shabda Manjari, Mahodaya.
I don't remember the Sanskrit words.
So, that's not your problem. Here is my solution to the way to learn the language. See, you are ready to jump hoops and do acrobatics. First, you have to learn to walk.
Mm-hmm.
I know we are dying to jump into studying the Sanskrit spirituality. I know that. I am also. But for me to understand anything there, first I have to learn to walk. I have to first memorize certain things. Like what? I have to memorize that in every sentence, the Kartrapadam should match the Kriyapadam. Subject must match the verb. In that, what that means is, Prathama Vibhakti, if it is Ekvachana, Dvivachana, Bahuvachana, it must match the Vachana of the Kriyapadam. Secondly, I must know who is in the Prathama Vibhakti. If it is Aham, it will be Uttama Purusha. If it is Tvam, it will be Madhyama Purusha. If it is anybody, anything else on this universe or outside of this universe, then it will be Prathama Purusha. These are things you have to memorize. How will you memorize it? Simply by making tons and tons of sentences. Aham vadami, Ramaha vadati, Tvam vadasi. You say that in a million different verbs. Aham likhami, Tvam likhasi, Ramaha likhati. Sita gachati, Tvam gachasi, Aham gachami. Again and again, again and again. Then your brain starts to make that connection. Otherwise, it is simply academic knowledge. It is information that has come your way through a class or through a book or something, and it will disappear. It doesn't know how to use that information. The brain doesn't know how to use that information. You think you know. That is the problem with academics. So much information is given and we think, oh, I am now the most knowledgeable. I have no way of figuring out how to put that into actual life unless I experience it. And the way to experience a language is to speak it so many times that it becomes part of your experience of thinking, not information. So, Mahodaya, my request to you is you make very, very systematic efforts towards memorizing this kind of pattern. Aham vadami, Tvam vadasi. Mahodaya vadati. Bidalaha vadati. Cat speaks. Aja vadati. Now you know that singular female, singular male, everything, the Purusha, it doesn't matter in the Kriyapadam. All these patterns will inherently start to appear in your mind. Just like for Panini Bhagwan, the entire pattern of the entire scope of the language appeared like a crystal. And he could actually create sutras for it. Imagine if that clarity is not there in our mind, how can we proceed? We'll be very confused with so much information.
I guess that's why I am so confused.
I would be too, Mahodaya, don't worry. We are all designed that way. Therefore, to remove confusion, you have to make clarity. How do you make clarity? By going to the fundamentals and by experiencing it. Don't proceed, don't jump if you don't know how to walk. And the way we were taught, you know, Sanskrit used to be taught you had to memorize all the vibhaktis, the entire Shabda Manjari, not this one, the actual full one. This is the shortest, most condensed, most laghu form of a Shabda Manjari. Because there are so many exceptions in the language to these patterns. Every A ending Pumlingam does not work like Rama. Why doesn't it work? I don't know. Panini Bhagwan found that many people say certain words in certain other ways. So you had to memorize by heart. By heart means if the teacher asked you, what is the Tritiya Vibhakti Bahuvachana Rupam of so and so, you had to say it within a 1 second. You couldn't just say, give me a second, let me look up my book. No, 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 no book. In your head, it should come out within a second. In fact, my teacher is like that. The one in Bilaspur, Mataji, is like that. She gives you just about half a second to respond. If you don't respond in that half a second correctly, she says, go and study. What have you been doing? Wasting your time. So, that is actually the right way to learn, because then you can quickly make progress. But we now no longer emphasize memory. Our education system doesn't emphasize memory. Our parents don't teach us to memorize. They themselves don't sit and memorize. You know, earlier parents would know entire books by heart. And if your parent knows it and recites it every day from heart, then the kid is inspired to do the same. Today, parents also don't do it. Kids don't do it. Education system doesn't do it. Science says it's not worth it, because we have everything accessible on computer, then how do you live a life? That is why we are suffering. So in this suffering, now that we are trying to learn Sanskrit, let us at least try to memorize some very, very simple things. For example, Rama table, at least memorize, you know, first vibhakti, second vibhakti. Maybe you can recognize or memorize the first vachana. Ramaha, Ramam, Ramena, Ramaya, Ramat, Ramasya, like that, down the first singular column. Some way you must have of memorizing. Every day you have to spend some time. So, Gachati, Gachataha, Gachanti, Nayati, Nayataha, Nayanti, Pashyati, Pashyataha, Pashyanti, Likhati, Likhataha likhanti, vadati vadataha vadanti, on and on. All the verbs, you know, you say it over and over again, over and then you start making small sentences. Ramaha vadati, Ramau vadataha, Ramaha vadanti, Gita vadati, then Gite vadataha, Gitaha vadanti, Janani vadati, Jananyau vadataha, Jananyaha vadanti, Phalam vadati, Phale vadataha, Phalani vadanti. Simple, simple, over and over again. And that is why I ask of you such homework. And those of you that have been doing it, have you recognized any benefit from doing simple things over and over? I know it seems so laborious. But remember, when we have children, do you have children? I think all of us have children. Diana Bhagini, I know, has. Angie Bhagini has. I have. Shivam Nanda Mahadeva, you have children?
I have adults.
But they were kids, no?
Yeah, your
children. Imagine when they were young, how many times you had to tell them the same thing.
Yeah.
Just think about that. Imagine that. Remember those days. This is a pen. Oh, you dropped the pen. Pen. Yellow pen. Yes, you found the yellow pen. Oh my God. 500 times we said yellow pen. Now yellow pen is stuck in their brain. Yes or no? Even the word daddy. I don't know what your child calls you, or Papa, or Baba, or whatever.
These days they don't say anything.
The kid, you say, hey Baba, say papa, bolo papa, how many times from birth, from even before birth you start talking in the belly only. Then, and that is when the child's brain is growing faster than you and I can even imagine our brains growing. The grasp is so fast. Even then, how many times we have to hear it every day, every day, every day. So that is the nature of the mind. There's nothing to feel good or bad about. It's just what it is. So I cannot emphasize enough this aspect of daily practice. This is called discipline. This is called finding clarity within. This is the process. And it seems like tedious, it seems laborious, it seems almost for some adult minds wasteful, but I have to tell you my own experience in this is that when I recite my, I have to recite tables every day, Mahodaya. I do it. Now I have sutras added to it. Now I have other prakriyas and vyakarana things added to it. I have so much to do, I don't keep up with it every day. But some things I do every day. And I have to tell you, how much ever painful it was in the beginning, now it gives me comfort.
Now it's pleasure.
Anybody else share this experience?
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Or nobody else feels this way? Anybody else have had this experience when you do the same thing every day? You recite or you read the same things.
Yes, Gita Bhagini.
It gives me peace of mind.
It begins to become part of you.
I'm not hearing you. Maybe. Can you hear me? No, it is my fault. I've just ordered a new. Keep talking, somebody.
I was just saying, it begins to become part of you as you continue to repeat something.
Repeat something.
I'm sorry. Now say it again. Sorry, I'm just removed. My headset is dead and I've ordered a new one. So I'm talking now through the speakerphone.
I'm getting feedback now.
Yeah.
I'm hearing myself repeat
because it. Wouldn't work. We are hearing Angie speaking twice. She's doing the Dvivachana.
Maybe it's quit now. It's quit now. It's stopped.
Yeah.
All right. We're good. I was just saying, as I repeat the same task over and over, it almost becomes a ritual or a culture, something that then it's ingrained in your body and it feels odd to not have it there, if that makes sense. Did we lose you, Gita?
No, I'm listening. I'm on speakerphone. Now I turned it off because, now you will hear all kinds of kitchen noises and all these other noises in my house. And my headset is not working. So, you are so right, Bhagini. That is exactly how it is. It's like getting up and, you see, same tea we drink in the morning. But if you don't do it, you miss it. You feel empty. Of course, tea has a kick in it, but I'm just saying, like waking up and washing your face.
I have to say, when I don't have my ginger turmeric tea in the morning now, I miss it.
Yeah.
I learned that from you. It's so good, and that makes me feel good.
It makes you feel good. That's just it. And this is, it's like a discipline. It becomes a discipline. Your body and your mind and your life. And as soon as there is discipline, there is joy. We all think that there is joy when there is no discipline. Oh, I don't want discipline. School is over. Now I want to have fun. Actually, you try to have fun without discipline and it causes mob behavior. It becomes disaster. It becomes a disaster in society and in your own head also. So there is no life without responsibility and discipline, and there is no freedom without responsibility and discipline. It's the only true freedom that there is comes with discipline and comes with responsibility. Otherwise, it is a disaster. And we all know that. So you just have to start to love, not just, I know you love Sanskrit, we all do, but to enter the language as a student of learning, you really have to learn the letter ka, kha, ga. You have to learn it. There's I cannot give you a reason why ka looks like the way it does. And even if I gave you a reason, you would still have to sit down and learn it every day, write it down, every day, write it down. Now, you are all reading Devanagari. But unless you challenge yourself every day to read Devanagari out loud and test yourself, which is why I ask you to send sound files, and some of you have been doing, and thank you. I listen. I look at your homework. I really do. It enforces, and you hear your own sound through this external sound, also your ear. And some of you do that. I know Diana Bhagni, Angie Bhagni have been sending sound files as well as homework. And tell me, how has that helped you learn more? Has that helped you understand anything better?
Of course, Gita Bhagini, yes.
Yeah, and I feel pressured to get this to work on the language. And it's a good pressure, not seeing that negative. Because I want to progress, and the only way I can, I'm just painstakingly going through this one book that we printed off and doing all of the pages, and it takes time because I'm writing it by hand in the book, and I didn't get as much done as this week as I had hoped, but I just keep working at it.
Yeah, well, you did like 7 pages, Bhagini. I mean, that's not just nothing.
Well,
I'm looking, and I look at how much you get done in your 24 hours. You know, you are learning new recipes. You are always sort of on track. You have such an amazing disciplined life, and that is why I was telling my daughter yesterday. You know, she said, oh, I don't have time for this. I said, Anusha, remember, the greatest of people also had only 24 hours.
You have time for what you want to have time for.
You have time for what you wish to have time for.
Yeah. What is most important, yeah.
Whatever is most important to you, that you have time for. So if you say, I don't have time for this, it means it's not a priority. That's all it means.
Yeah.
The only thing that, and I'm not trying to blame.
And it's okay. And it's okay if it's not the priority.
And it's okay. That's what I'm saying. It's a choice we make.
Yeah, yeah.
But the other thing that I was also discussing with my daughter is humans are crazy, you know, like Einstein said that, you know, we don't change what we do, but we expect different results. How is that going to happen? That is truly insanity. I want to do that. I want to have my same habits, but tomorrow I want to be known as the world's greatest genius. I mean, there's no way.
You know, did I ever tell you about the rock that my husband has that's in his office at work?
Mm-mm, no.
It's etched into the rock. It says, if nothing changes, nothing changes.
I like that. If nothing changes, nothing changes.
Nothing changes.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. Astu, so my request to you is to please continue to just, you know, enter this ritual of practice. Enjoy, if it's a priority in your life, only then, of course, that's your choice. But once you enter this practice of making very short sentences, and you have 9 options, as far as the Kriya Padani go. Who remembers the Kriya Padani Rupani for anything like Gachati? Who remembers all 9? Who can say
I do.
Okay, Vadatu Bhagini?
So, let's see. Pratama Purusha. Gachati, Gachataha, Gachanti. Madhyama Purusha, Gachasi, Gachataha, Gachatha. Uttama Purusha, Gachami, Gachavaha, Gachami, Gachavaha, Gachamaha.
गच्छामः. उत्तमम्. अधुना मेक् सिम्पल् शार्ट् सेण्टेन्सेस् आल् 9 सिम्पल् सेण्टेन्सेस् यूसिङ्ग्
let's see.
Without looking. Without looking.
Okay. Sa gachati.
Saha gachati.
Or saha gachati. Saha gachati.
Why don't you use simpler words? Use Ramaha.
Okay, there I can do that, yeah. Ramaha gachati. Ramau gachatah. Ramaha gachanti. And then tva tvam gachasi. Is it te?
No. Tvam?
No.
Yuvam.
Oh, yes. Yuvam gachatah. And
yuyam
gachatah. Aham gachami. Avam. Avam gachavaha, excuse me. Vayam gachamaha.
Uttamam. So very simple, and it makes your brain work so hard just to do this. You have two charts. One is a noun chart, one is a verbal chart, and here you are matching. Oh my God, I know this process. I have done it myself. I was exhausted just making simple sentences. I know where you are. I understand. Even if you make one construction correct, it's like, wow, how many things are going on? What should I pay attention to? What should I not pay attention to here? For example, here, Sita would be the same three verbs would come. Phalam, same three verbs would come. Then you have to remember, oh, the linga doesn't affect the verb. But vachana does affect the verb. Why is that? Don't question why is that. This is how the language is. Once you accept that and move on, and you have commanded the entire language, then you can question and say, I wonder why that is. Then you have the tools and the wherewithal to have a justified question. You start questioning in the beginning, then you make no progress. First, you have to understand the subject matter. So beautiful. Astu, Diana Bhagini, do you know the verb chart, all 9, by from memory?
Not very well, but...
Can you say any of the Purushas?
Yes, Pratama Purusha.
Vadato?
With which verb?
Pashyati.
Pratama Purusha Ekavachana Pashyati Dvivachanam Pashyataha Ibahuvachanam Pashanti.
Can you make small sentences now? Using Rama.
Ramaha Pachati?
Not Ramaha. Rama is a name. Rama. Name for Saraswati. Name for Lakshmi. Name for Devi. Rama.
Rama Pachati. Rama Lata.
Lata, like Lata. Okay, use Lata. Lata Pashyati.
No, I was going to use Dvivachanam.
Use Dvivachana.
Rama Lata Che.
Dvivachana Rupam Kim.
Dvivachana.
lata late lataha
la site late
लता लते लताः सीता सीते सीताः गीता गीते गीताः रमा रमे रमाः बालिका बालिके बालिकाः वदतु भगिनी द्विवचन वाक्यं
सीते गीते च पश्यतः
उत्तमम् गीता गीते गीताः रमा रमे रमाः सीता सीते सीताः
गीताः पश्यन्ति
see how long it takes to figure it out if it is not at the tip of your tongue. So, this is what we have to practice. If mm-hmm. you say these three words with all the female words you know, for example, now I'm going to give it to you. Dhyana Bhagini, Adhyapika, Prathama Vibhakti Rupani Vadatu. Adhyapika.
Adhyapika. No.
Adhyapike.
Adhyapike. Adhyapikaha. Kaha.
Adhyapikaha. Shivananda Mahodaya, Lata. Vadatu. Lata.
Ambagini. Lata. Late. Lataha.
Angie Bhagini, Shakha.
Shakha. शाके शाखाः
महाप्राण ख
शाखा महाप्राण शाखा शाखे शाखाः
इत्युक्ते किं शाखा इत्युक्ते ब्रांच ब्रांच लता इत्युक्ते
वाइन
Vine, Uttamam. Adhyapika ityukte?
Teacher, female.
Teacher, Uttamam, Uttamam. Panjika, Dhyana Bhagini, Panjika.
Panjika, Panjike, Panjikaha.
Ityukte kim?
Oh, I don't remember.
You did it in your homework. So, you see, you did all these three tenses, three vachanas in your homework, but it came and it left you. But at least you did it, and every time you do it, it will be like that in the beginning. It will come and disappear, then again, then it stays. So it is a calendar. Panjika. Vadatu puna vadatu.
What do you...
Punaha, punaha vadatu, say again.
What did you say? Pan what?
Panjika.
Panjika, panjike, panjikaha.
Shivananda Mahodaya, aja. Aja ityukte? Kopi janati va? Aja?
Goat.
Bhagini.
Goat, vadatu.
Sorry, I was just going to ask about Panjika. Isn't that a neuter, a napunsakalinga?
Asti va, let me check. Akaranta. Panjika. Feminine.
Panjika.
Feminine.
Oh.
Panjika. Panjika.
Panjika, a calendar almanac.
By calendar, tadeva, uttamam. Astu, Mahodaya, aja ityukte?
Aja is goat.
Goat, ha, vadatu, trini, trini vachanani.
Ajaha.
No, ajaha, no. Ajaha. Lata, late.
Oh, I thought ajaha. I thought goat is masculine.
No, aja. You just said it's goat and it's
aja, aje, ajaha.
Ah, tadeva. Astu, Angie Bhagini, Kim, petika. Petika ityukte?
Petika, petika. I know I did that in my homework too.
Petika. Yeah, you did it in your homework.
I'm thinking.
Bag.
Okay, what did Diana say?
Bag, suitcase.
Bag, suitcase. That's right. Petika, petike. Petikaha.
Uttamam, uttamam. Diana Bhagini, Pathashala. Pathashala ityukte?
It's too long.
Pathashala. Patha ityukte? Pathantu.
Patha. Sadi, read.
Patha means a lesson. Patha is to read. Patha is what you read. So, is a lesson. Now, Patha Shala, Yoga Shala. Have you heard the word Yoga Shala?
No, I haven't.
You know, I haven't either, but I know what it means. Patha Shala means.
Yoga Shala, yoga studios are often named like that in the West. Yoga Shala, because Shala means a place that gives it, that harbors it, that's where it lives. It's its home. So it becomes a school of some sort, because knowledge lives there. What you have to read, what you should read, is in that place. So Patha Shala is a school. Yoga Shala.
And Gaushala.
Gaushala is a where? Gaushala ityukte kim bhagini?
A cow shed.
Where? A cow shed. Not just a cow shed. It's a home for cows.
Mm-hmm.
Cow pens.
Yeah.
Cow pens.
Not even pens. Pens and sheds, somehow they don't carry the flavor or the warmth of a home.
Mm-hmm.
Gaushala is like a place of worship in India. Because cows, you know, animals are to be worshipped. So it's not just, oh, backwaters, you give it to the cow. No, no, no. Gaushala will occupy the foremost place in a house. So, Pathashala. Diana Bhagini Vadatu.
Pathashala. Pathashale. Pathashalaha.
Uttamam. Shikshika. Mahodaya, shikshika ityukte?
Shikshika, shikshike, shikshika.
Ityukte kim?
Shikshika, isn't shikshika teacher?
Yeah, uttamam, teacher.
Female teacher.
Uttamam. Adhuna laghu vakyani vadatu mahodaya. Shikshika kimapi dhatu svikritya. Kimapi kriyapadam. Svikritya. Vadatu laghu vakya. Shikshika. Shikshika pathati.
Pathati. Okay.
Vadatu shikshika pathati.
Shikshika pathati.
Dui vachanam. Shikshike.
Shikshike. Shikshike. Patata.
Patata.
Patata. Patata. And then shikshika.
Mahodaya. Shikshike patataha.
Shikshike patataha. Patataha.
Shikshikaha.
Shikshikaha. Patanti.
Patanti. Uttamam. aduna anti bhagini gayika ityukte kim
gayika
so this is the way to memorize gayika you know the word bhagavad gita you know the word gita ityukte
song
so Gita comes from the dhatu ga.
Okay.
Actually, the dhatu is not ga. The dhatu gets transformed to ga. The true dhatu is gai. Then gai becomes ga. Then ga becomes gi. And so Gita. And that is how you get Gita. And that is how you get Gayika is the middle form of that verb. Gai becomes ga.
So singer, gayika.
Singer, uttamam, gayika. Vadatu, lagu
vakyam,
vadatu.
Gayika.
Gayanti.
Gayanti, is that the word? Okay, gayika.
Gayati.
Gayati, gayati. Gayika, gayati. Gayika. Gayike, gayantaha,
gayataha,
gayite, gayike, gayataha, gayita, let's see, gayitaha, gayanti.
Gayanti, uttama, sundara, astu, Dhyana Bhagini, tula ityukte?
Tula
ityukte?
I don't remember.
You know, balance. It's a weighing balance.
Scale? Is it like
scale.
A...
Scale. Uttama mahodaya. Tula.
In the market, in Mumbai market, they use that.
Uttama mahodaya tadeva. So, Dhyana Bhagini, use the dhatu as. As dhatu taha asti. Asti ityukte?
It is.
Vadatu tula.
Tula, tule, tulaha.
Lagu vakyani as dhatu taha?
Tula. Asti?
Tula asti.
Tule. Staha?
Staha.
Tule. Tulaha. Santi.
Santi. So, you know how much time we are taking to come up with a word in our head? You have to say it in one sitting, just do one pattern. So, if you say, decide, you say, I'm going to spend 10 minutes studying Sanskrit today, or right now. I'm giving myself a 10-minute slot. In that 10 minutes, you just do one type. And you make these sentences over and over again so that from the first minute to the 10th minute, you will have made some progress in terms of rapidity. Same thing over and over until you are comfortable. Don't do 50 patterns. One thing only. Akaranta, Srilinga Rupani, and I am going to conjugate with Prathama Purusha. End of story. 10 minutes, 20 minutes, you just do that. Now tomorrow comes. Tomorrow you say, I'll do Akaranta Pumlinga and Laghu Vakyani with Prathama Purusha, but I will spend the first 2 minutes revising Akaranta from yesterday. Enough. 2 minutes is enough. Your brain will catch it. That's the way to practice and to learn every day new and yet retain what you already have. That's the only way. That's just the nature of the mind. Astu, whose turn was it? I forgot. Whose turn was it?
Diana did the last one.
Astu. Astu, Mahodaya. Chataka. Chataka ityukte. Kopi janativa? Chataka.
What's the word? Sorry?
Chataka. Chataka. Kopi janativa?
Chataka. It's a bird, a sparrow.
Uttama. Uttama. Vadatu, Mahodaya. Laghu vakyani vadatu.
So... Make a sentence, I will say...
Make a sentence, no. Laghu Vakyani. Just like your Shastrani, Bahu Vachana. Make short sentences.
So, I can... sorry. Okay. Chataka... Varati. I want to use a word, but I just say Varati for speak. I was just thinking whistle, but you can go with speaking for now.
Dvivachanam.
Dvivachanam. Chatake. Vadataha.
Vadataha. Uttama
Madrima. Does that make sense? Is that right?
Uttama Mahode. Uttama.
And then Chatakaha Vadanti.
Chatakaha Vadanti. Uttama. Angie Bhagini. Shatika. Shatika ityukte? Shatika ityukte?
And it'll help if I unmute myself. If I remember, I'm going in my brain here, that it's the sari.
It's a sari. Uttamam. Vadatu. Shatika.
Shatika. Shatika asti. Shatike. Staha. Shatikaha. Santi.
Uttamam. Astu. Diana Bhagini. Patrika. Vadatu. Patrika.
Patrika. Meaning? I don't remember the meaning.
Patrika, what do you think it can sound like? What? Patram, patrika. What does it sound like? Paper.
Paper.
Paper. So, how to remember this is like this. Patram is a leaf. Is nature's paper, correct? Is nature's paper. Actually, from leaf fiber and plant fiber, only paper is made. And nature creates a paper. I mean, a leaf is like a paper. It's thin, it's flat, it's, you know, it has all the aspects of paper except it's natural. So, patram is that. And because it used to be the first paper, the word for paper came before modern paper. Our white bleached paper came. So, patrika is like a magazine or like a notebook or just even some papers together is a patrika. Vadatu?
A patrika asti. Patrike staha. Patrikaha santi.
Uttamam. Mahodaya, bala.
Bala. Okay, so I will say bala.
No, not bala. Bala.
Bala. Bala. Bala Khadati.
Mahodaya, Mahodaya, I must hear the A at the end. You cannot just drag it and make
it. Oh, okay, okay.
Otherwise, it changes the...
Yeah. Bala. Bala. Bala khadati.
Uttamam.
Bale khadataha. Balaha. Balaha. I'm not going long enough. Balaha khadanti.
Uttamam. Sundaram. Astu. Angie Bhagini. Agraja. Ityukte?
Agraja. 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 Do we have that?
Agraja ityukte?
Is it sister? An older sister?
Older sister.
Okay. All right. Agraja hasati. Agraje hasataha. Agrajaha hasanti.
Hasanti. Sundaram. Uttamam. Diana Bhagini. Devata. Devata ityukte?
God?
God. Uttamam. Vadatu.
Devata asti. Devate staha. Devataha santi.
Mahodaya.
Ambagini.
Aduna kim. Nayika. Your favorite word. Nayika.
First, I have to know the meaning of Nayika.
Ityukte?
Here you go, my memory.
Nayika ityukte kim?
Noble lady.
Nayika ityukte. See, you had chosen a Kriyapadam. What was your Kriyapadam this morning? Nayanti.
Yes.
Nayati. What does it mean?
Lead.
So yeah, who is a Nayika? Who is a Nayika?
A leader?
Female leader.
A heroine in a drama. Courtesan. Miss Noble Lady.
Not
Noble
Lady, a leader.
Leader.
Noble, of course you have to be noble as a human, not just noble lady.
Oh.
Everybody should be noble, but a leader.
I see. Okay, because I did it in spoken Sanskrit, and it says noble lady, several things.
Yeah. So you have to remember the word nayati and the word.
Okay. So it would kind of follow the same.
That's why I told you it's your favorite word.
Okay.
Nayati.
Nayika. So it's a nayika.
शृणोतु महोदय नयति नायकः नायिका दे ऑल कम फ्रॉम द धातु नी विच मीन्स टू लीड और टू कैरी व्हेन यू कैरी समथिंग ऑल्सो यू लीड इट नो
आम भगिनी
यू लीड इट सो नायकः इज द मेल लीडर नायिका इज द फीमेल लीडर एंड नयति is the verbal form. Avakata?
Nayika.
Mahodaya, Mahodaya, I'm not going to let you proceed. Avagatam Mahodaya, what do you say? Avagatam Bhagini.
I wrote that. Here's my bad. I keep referring to books all the time.
No, but at least use it. Say it. No, don't lose the opportunity to say it.
Avagatam. Avagatam Bhagini.
Astu. Aduna, vadatu.
Nayika. Nayati. Nayike. Nayike, naya, Nayatah. Nayikaha. Nayikaha. Nayanti.
Nayanti.
I'm not flowing. I should rattle all three out quickly.
Yeah, see, even after how many times and how many times you have heard it, see, it takes time. The first day is the most painful or joyful, however you want to call it. Most fun, I think, actually. That's the trick. Astu. So, Aduna, Astu, Diana Bhagini, Kim. Kalika. Kalika ityukte?
Kalika?
Bud. No. Like flower bud. Kalika.
Ah, a bird.
Bud. B-U-D. Flower bud.
Ah, bud. Bud of a flower. Ah. Kalika asti. Kalike staha. Kalikaha santi.
Santi, uttamam. Mahodaya, Kim, Ganga. 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 You can say Ganga flows. And the word.
Ambagani, that's what I'm looking for, the word flows. Okay.
Okay, you got it. Say it.
Ganga vahanti. Vahati.
Vahati.
Vahati. Gange vahataha. Gangaha vahanti.
Vahanti. Tadeva. Uttamam. See, you are starting to get the flow of it. Any questions so far? Anybody?
Bhagini, I have a question. I want to go back to my original question, and I'm looking at Chapdamandari page. I just want to make sure I understand it correctly with the pronoun. Where I had it in just now. I lost it here. Because I just want to make sure that I have it properly.
Vadatu.
It's here. Okay. It's on page 68. With the pronoun I. So the first pratama purusha there. Am I saying the right thing? Aham. Avaham.
No. Avam.
Avam. Sorry. And then I am Vayam. So my question is, if I want to say, I will say it here first. I will say, Aham pachami, then Avam pachavaha, and then Vayam pachamaha.
Ityukte?
I cook, we cook, we all cook.
Tadeva.
So here's my question. For aham, pachami, the ma there, the halant ma, that will change to an anuswara above the ha?
Yes, in the sentence.
So in the second sentence, avam pachavaha, that halant ma in avam will remain because it's not ekabachanam.
What does vachana have to do with that rule?
I don't know. That's why I'm asking. I want to make sure I understand the rule.
Why did that question even come into place? There is no rule like that. The rule is a sandhi rule. It's a sandhi rule. Means in the presence, if followed by a consonant, the ma will change into anuswara. That's all. The rule ends there.
But that was my question this morning. Earlier, it sounds so long now. And when I asked why it wouldn't change.
No, your question was about dvitiya vachana bahu vachana dvitiya vibhakti bahu vachana rupam. And that is not a ma ending, that is a na ending. Raman.
Oh, yeah, you're right. That was my question there. Oh. Okay. I'm mixing up the two.
Yeah, you're mixing because, I'll tell you why you're mixing. You have so many new ingredients in your kitchen, you don't know what to do what with.
Mm-hmm. I'm not following the recipe.
You have to follow one simple, when you enter the kitchen for the first time,
mm-hmm.
you have to pick up two things and make sure you get them the right proportion each time. Then you add the third one. Otherwise, you will end up with an incredible food and belly upset.
That's what happens right now. So, thank you for this. At least I expounded my stupidity and then I learned.
Yeah, so the way we are practicing today in class, this is the way to do homework, Mahodaya. Yes. And you must write it down also. Quickly, it will start to happen. If you dedicate 10 minutes, it will make a huge progress in your... 10 minutes of staying in one pattern on focus is a very large amount of time. 10 minutes if you can retain your focus on one pattern, you'll get it. Huh? Astu, Angie Bhagini, Astu, Dvitiya, Madhyama Purusha, Yoja Yitva, Kim, Gam Dhatu Taha, Laghu Vakyani Rachayatu.
Gam
Dhatu Taha.
Madhyama Purusha.
Vadatu Bhagini.
Tvam Yuyam. Let's see, Yuyam. Or I can say Tvam Gachasi. Gachasi.
Tvam Yuvam Yuyam. Vadatu.
Tvam Gachasi. Yuvam Gachataha. Yuyam gachatha.
Uttamam. Ityukte?
You informal go, you too informal go, and all of you informal go.
Uttamam. Diana Bhagini, Aduna Madhyama Purusha Yojayitva Vad Dhatutaha Laghu Vakyani Rachayatu.
Tvam. What verb did you say? Badami?
Vad dhatu.
Tvam vadasi.
Tvam vadasi.
Yuvam Vazataha Yuyam Vadata.
Uttamam. Astu Mahodaya, Lik Dhatu Taha Madhyama Purusha Vakyani Rachayatu.
Sorry, Bhagini, the verb? Lik Dhatu?
Lik.
Okay, lik. Okay, so we'll say Tvam Likasi Yuvam Likataha and Yuyam Likata.
Uttamam.
Is that right? Likata.
Uttamam. Astu, Angie Bhagini, Drush, Drush Dhatu Taha, Madhyama Purusha Vachanani Prashayatu, Drush Dhatu Taha.
Drusht, is it Drushtasi?
No, Drush becomes Pashyati.
Pashyati. Okay, yes. Okay, Tvam Pashyasi, Yuvam Pashyataha, Yuyam Pashyata.
Pashyata. Uttamam. Adhuna, Prathama Purusha, Apicha, Madhyama Purusha, Sarvani Rupani, Yoja Yitva, Laghu Bakyani Rachayatu Bhagini, Anji Bhagini, Karotu.
Pashya?
Drush Dhatu Taha.
Drush Dhatu, okay. Saha Vadati, Tau
Vadati. Na, Bhagini, Drush Dhatu.
Drush, oh, Pashya, okay, sorry. All right, Saha Pashyati, Tau Pashyataha, Pashyataha, not the Mahaprana, and they Pashyanti, Tvam Pashyasi, Yuvam Pashyataha, Yuyam Pashyata.
Sundaram. Diana Bhagini. Kim. Kim. Which dhatu is? Pat dhatu taha. Prathama purusha. Apicha madhyama purusha. Laghu vakyani rachayatu.
Aham patami.
Na, Bhagini, Prathama Purusha, Apicha Madhyama Purusha, Vakyani Rajayatu.
Oh. Prathama and Madhyama? I don't understand.
Bhagini, Prathama Purusha ityukte kim?
Everybody except I, he, they, and
everybody except I and informal you.
And informal you.
You mm-hmm. have to always know that. There is a sutra actually for that, and the sutra is so beautiful, it's mind-blowing. It's so beautiful, he says, other than you and I, the whole world comes first. The whole universe comes first. This is a sutra. It's a grammatical command. It's a command in a language. Can you imagine a software talking like that? No wonder Sanskrit is a philosophy. Other than you and I, everybody else comes first. Is the only way to survive. Otherwise, what is happening in the world today is bound to happen. And Kala Yuga will come. Even though Sanskrit says this, the Sanskrit also says Kala Yuga will come because people won't understand this. It's the nature of it. So, Adhuna, Kim, Prathama Purusha Api Madhyama Purusha Rupani Vakyani Rachayatu. Path dhatu taha.
I don't understand why you ask Prathama and Madhyama Purusha.
Because those are the ones we have been practicing today.
I do first one and then the other.
Bhagini. We did two, no? So just like Angie Bhagini.
All right.
Angie Bhagini did not.
Right.
She did before you.
Yeah. Yes, I will. With what verb?
Pat.
Pat. Is saha patati etau staha
tau staha va pat dhatu bhagini
tau dhatu
pat
apatataha te patanti tvam patasi yuvam patataha yuvam patata aham asmi avam swaha.
Aham is not part of Bhagini. Aham is neither Prathama Purusha nor Madhyama Purusha.
All right. Then I finished.
Then you are finished, but you didn't say Bahuvachana Rupam of Madhyama Purusha.
Ayuvam Patata.
Bahuvachana Yuyam.
Yuyam Patata.
Ah, you have to use all three, no?
Yes.
Uttamam. Astu Mahodaya. Kim.
Bhagini, I just have a question on the last one there. Do we say patata or we say patata?
Patha. So it will become pathasi, pathatha, patata.
Patata.
Yuyam patatha. Patathah tadeva.
Am bhagini.
Astu. Aduna.
Do I say avatam. Avatam.
Avagatam.
Avagatam.
Avagatam. Uttamam. Aduna. Vah, vah dhatu. Vah dhatu ityukte vahati. Vahati. Astu. Prathama purusha apicha dvitiya purusha vakyani rachayatu mahodaya. Vah dhatu taha.
Sorry, what is that? Gahati?
No. Vah, vah dhatu taha.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Vah dhatu ityukte?
To carry or to drive? Vahati?
Astu, uttamam. Prathama purusha apicha madhyama purusha vakyani rachayatu.
Okay. I will say dasaha vahati dasa. Dasau, da, let me see, das, dasau, dasau, vahan, vahanta, vahataha, and then dasaha, vahanti. Then I will say, tvam, vaha, Vahasi. Yuyam Vahataha. Yuvam Vahataha. And then Yuyam Vahataha. Vahata.
Tadeva. Uttamam Vahataha. Okay. Yuyam vahata.
Yuyam vahata. And then yuvam vahataha. They are all just so close alike. It's just the visarga is the only difference.
You know, I'll tell you something. They sound so similar, and yet somehow I guess Sanskrit speakers could tell. Imagine somebody who hears English for the first time or second time or whatever. Can you imagine how many words we say sound so similar? But the context and the way the speaker and then the accents change, yet we figure it out, right? So there is hope. There is hope and there is scope, Mahodaya. Astu. One more practice we'll do. Okay. Dhyana Bhagini. Mala. Mala api. Okay, mala api. Which word can I give you? Kim, can you think of a good verb for mala?
For mala.
Dhrudhatu. Bhagini, mala and dhrudhatu. Dhrudhatu dharati means to hold it. You hold a mala, right?
Dhru.
Dhru. It is a ru. Ru. At the bottom. At the bottom of the letter, there is a small c.
Yes.
Dhru. Dhatu is dhru dhatu. And the noun is mala. Adhuna, prathama purusha, apicha dvitiya, apicha madhyama purusha, vakyani rachayatu.
You said prathama and madhyama? Or what did you say?
Prathama uttama purusha vakyani rachayatu.
Prathama uttama.
Prathama madhyama.
All
the
right.
Same practice, Bhagini, the same practice we have been doing. You continue with that.
Yeah. Malam, I should say malam.
Mala, kidrisha padam bhagini, mala.
But dhru, isn't it holding? If holding. I hold something, isn't it dvivachanam or no?
If you are holding, but if the mala, okay, you want to say I am holding, then you make that sentence. You want to, okay, forget the I, you just say malam. Okay, do for it. Go ahead, bhagini, malam.
Malam.
Actually, the truth I was trying to say was mala holds. Means the mala holds your attention, no? That's the problem.
Yeah.
Mala holds it. So mala is the doer.
Yeah.
Vadatu.
Mala. Dhrutati.
Dharati.
Dharati. Mala dharataha. Male. Male dharataha. Malaha dharatanti.
Malaha dharanti.
Malaha dharanti. Mala dharasi.
Na bhagini, madhyama purusha. How can you have mala in dharas in madhyama purusha?
But I wasn't supposed to follow with madhyama purusha.
Bhagini, madhyama purusha, only one word is allowed in the kartrapadam. What is that? Vam.
It's a dangerous thing.
You can only say single ekavachana. Tvam, you cannot put anything else in that. If you are talking to a mala, then the mala can be madhyama purusha, but the way to say it will still be tvam. In Sanskrit literature, you will find that conversations have happened between everything possible on this in this universe. In most other literature, you find conversations usually happen between people. And that too, they have to be the same kind of people. Occasionally, you will find conversations with a one-way conversation with a pet. Occasionally, two-way conversation. But in Sanskrit literature, it is ripe. In fact, are some of our greatest literatures like Meghadoota by Kalidasa. His entire Meghadoota, he converses with clouds and wind. The whole conversation is that. So, in this culture, you will find that there is no capacity that is human that is not given to anything else. We give everything equal capacity. Which is why the concept of Purnamada, Purnamidam can sustain. Otherwise, how will it sustain? It makes no sense, does it? The only way it makes sense, it's because everything we understand it, it has the same capacity. It may not express it in a way I understand currently, but if I understand my own true Atma, then I'll understand it. It's my shortcoming that I don't understand the language a cloud is speaking. It's my shortcoming, it's my weakness that I don't understand what this leaf is saying to me. You see what I'm saying? That is the underlying philosophy. It is the underlying understanding. So you have to understand in Tvam, it is it is only when you are referring to somebody informally you will use that Purusha. And you will only call them you. Not the English you, but Tvam. If there are two of them, Yuvam. If there are three, Yuyam. Similarly, in Prathama Purusha, you have only three options. Aham, Avam, Vayam. There is no other Kartra Padam possible in that Uttama Purusha. Is that clear? And so entire dialogues have been written without any human involved using Aham. Because a leaf is talking to itself about life. It exists, Bhagini. Such amazing literature exists. You cannot find that quality of, you cannot even compare it to any highest literature in any other language. It doesn't exist. The concepts don't exist. The richness doesn't exist. But in Sanskrit, it is very, very clear that just because Madhyama Purusha and Uttama Purusha are you and I, we are so selfish, it is only between humans. No. It includes the entire universe. But it is a question of addressing. Astu? So Madhyama Purusha Vadatu?
With Mala and Dhrup?
Uttama.
Yes. Tvam Malam.
No. You cannot. Only Tvam will be there.
But if I say you hold the mala, can you say that?
But then you are the holder. Right now, mala is the kartrapadam bhagini. You are changing the vibhakti.
The sentence itself will change the structure.
Instead of the mala, see, why can't mala be the holder? In fact, mala is the holder. There's the whole purpose of mala is to hold our attention.
Yes, I forgot.
So, in Madhyama Purusha, you can only use Tvam and you can use a Dhatu. There is no mala involved. In the sentence, there is no mala involved. In your head, there could be a mala in the tu. Who you are referring to is a mala. But in the sentence, it is only Tvam.
Then it would be Tvam Dharasi?
Dharasi.
Dharasi. Tvam Dharasi?
Not Dharasi, Bhagini. Dharasi. Bhagini.
No,
how can
Dharasi?
Dharasi.
Tvam Darasi? Yes, is that correct?
Yes, not Tvam.
Tvam?
Tvam. Tvam Shvam. Tvam Dharasi.
Tvam Darasi.
Short.
Tvam Dharasi.
Tvam
Dharasi. Yuvam Darataha. Yuyam Darata.
Dhanyavada Bhagini. Astu Mahodaya. Kim Vriddha Apicha Pathayati teaches.
What teaches?
Pathayati.
Pathayati.
So it also comes from Pat Dhatu, but in Pat you have added the action of causing an action to happen. She herself is not reading, she is causing the action of studying to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Which means what? Teaching. Correct?
I'm Bhagini.
Vadatu.
So, what's the use a female shikshika?
No, Vriddha. Vriddha.
Oh. Vriddha? What's the meaning of Vriddha?
Vriddha ityukte, Dhyana Bhagini?
An elder lady.
Elderly lady.
Oh, okay. Okay, so I will say Vriddha Pathayati. Vriddhe Pathayataha. Vriddhaha Pathayanti. Pathayanti. Then Tvam Pathayasi. Yuvam Pathayataha. Yuyam Pathayata.
Uttamam. So we have only done first and second Purushas. There is also Uttama Purusha. So depending on your time schedule this week, please practice. I'll send a photo of some of the nouns we have covered. And I'll also write down some of the basic dhatus that we have covered. Using combinations, please try to study accordingly. This will allow us to use more and more different combinations in grammar we can learn.
This is like when we were doing mental arithmetic in school.
In India when we were growing up we had to memorize all the tables.
Cannot look in a book, just mentally.
And you had to get it like this. In one second, if you didn't respond, teacher would say, go back to your seat.
All my knuckles are bruised because they used to whip us on our hands.
I am so glad we were taught. We were taught discipline. We were taught to use memory. We were taught the importance of both of those. Such an important thing. Today's culture is so full of freedom without responsibilities that it is nothing but disaster everywhere you look. Everybody, when they have power, they abuse it. Because they don't see responsibility as part of life. To take every breath, you have to be responsible for every breath. It has come to you. Your vital force has come to you from nowhere. You should honor it. No, honoring is not part of... So, this tradition is being lost. That is why there is disaster. So for us, for our class, let us return to this tradition at least.
Bhagini.
Astu. So we'll close now. Mahodaya, do you know the closing chant?
I know the last time you told me I didn't say that one properly.
Ah,
I know Purnamada, but the other one, I got to get the words right. Okay, can I say Purnamada and then somebody else say the other one so I can listen, please? Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudakshate Purnasyaya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
Mahodaya, Purnasya Purnamadaya
Purnasya Purnamadaya. Purnasya. I didn't say the long
And Shanti is with a soft T, not the English T, but the
Shanti.
Shanti. Stick your tongue out. Shanti.
Oh, okay. Shanti, Shanti, Shanti.
Tadeva. Uttamam. Dhanyavadam. Bhagini vadatu.
Om Sarvesham Swastir Bhavatu Sarvesham Shantir Bhavatu Sarvesham Purnam Bhavatu Sarvesham Mangalam Bhavatu Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
Astu dhanyavadah sarvam krishna arpanam astu. Let us offer all that we have learnt to a higher, greater beauty so that our egos are not built. Astu dhanyavadah dhanyavadah
dhanyavadah everyone. Please have a good week. Be safe.
Hey, you too. Dhanyavada.